This is the final segment of our unit on healthcare quality measurement and improvement. In this segment, we will talk about quality measurement and improvement under the meaningful use rules. Let's take a look at clinical quality measurements in the meaningful use rules. Remember that the meaningful use rules are predicated on 5 healthcare goals for the United States. One of these goals is improving quality, safety, and efficiency. So there are core measures for both eligible professionals and eligible hospitals, and for both of those groups, one of the core measures is the reporting of clinical quality measures to CMS or the states. What are the specific clinical quality measures in the meaningful use rules for eligible professionals and hospitals? Well, eligible professionals must report on 3 core measures, and they are allowed to substitute alternative core measures if the denominator or number measured of any of the 3 core measures is 0. And then they must also report on 3 of 38 additional quality measures. Eligible hospitals must report on 15 measures. The reporting in the first year of meaningful use is by attestation, so the numbers are reported. But in 2012 and beyond, the actual quality data must be provided. CMS is aiming to align all of its quality reporting programs, PQRI, CHIPRA, RHQ, DAPU, and others, so that they are consistent and measures required for one program are common with measures required in another. This slide shows the 3 core eligible professional quality measures. As with all the quality measures, these are measures that have been vetted either by NQF or as part of the PQRI program. The first of these measures is blood pressure measurement for patients with hypertension and under control. The second measure is assessment of tobacco use and, if it is used, whether a cessation intervention has been made. And the third quality measure is adult weight screening and follow-up being undertaken for patients who are overweight. Some practices, especially pediatric practices, will not be able to report on the 3 required core measures. So 3 additional core measures are allowed to be substituted in their place. One of them is weight assessment and counseling for children and adolescents, whether that's been done. Another one is preventive care and screening, so influenza immunization for patients 50 years or older. And then a final alternative core measure is childhood immunization status for the major immunizations of childhood. There are then 38 additional quality measures, of which at least 3 must be reported by the eligible professional. In these measures, the eligible professional has to report what proportion of patients have met these measures, both the numerator of how many patients meet them and the denominator of how many patients are eligible to meet them. So for patients with depression, the appropriate depression medication management, things like breast cancer screening, cervical screening, colorectal screening, various types of treatment for coronary artery disease. Continuing the additional quality measures for eligible professionals, a substantial number of measures for diabetic patients, how well their blood pressure is under control, whether they've had an eye or foot exam, other aspects of treatment of diabetes. There are also a number of measures for patients with heart failure that are listed here. And then additional quality measures for other conditions, ischemic vascular disease, breast or colon cancer, glaucoma,
prostate cancer, etc. Eligible hospitals must report on 15 quality measures. These, like the other measures, are vetted either by NQF or PQRI, and they vary for different conditions or parts of the hospital, so everything from emergency department throughput being reported to things like stroke or venous thromboembolism.